continuing to discuss principle 15, Kav Emsa'i. So it was discussing how we have Kav Yamin, Kav Smol, and Kav Emsa, which we're translating as right consciousness, left consciousness, and center consciousness. Right consciousness, aspect of positivity, left consciousness, aspect of negativity. Right consciousness, thankfulness, appreciation, left consciousness, a state of experiencing lack, feeling what needs to be fixed. Kav Emsa'i, or center consciousness, is how we're working with right and left consciousness. Now, the way we've been talking about it so far is one way of talking about it. There's many different dimensions and ways of talking about Kav Yamin, Kav Smol, and Kav Emsa. Also is talked in the ways of Kav Yamin, or right consciousness, being very simply giving, Kav Smol, left consciousness, receiving, and Kav Emsa, center consciousness, how we're working with the two and integrating them. The ultimate way would be that our receiving is under the influence of our giving. So there's many different ways of talking about right, left, and center consciousness. This integration of these two opposites is a very central principle in the method of Kabbalah. Another particular way it talks about it here at the end of the section that we were reading in the principle is relating right and left and center consciousness to our spiritual practice itself. What it was saying there was the idea that in our spiritual practice, we want to work with right, left, and center consciousness in the way that we're taking time during our spiritual practice to focus on how much of our practice, becoming aware in our practice, that how much we're doing it only in order to serve ourselves, and yearning for our spiritual practice itself to be working to bring us the ability to transcend our self-interest and to reach the state of truly loving outside of ourselves and reaching the state of pure giving and unconditional love. So it's bringing the importance of working with Kav Smol in our spiritual practice itself. It said there that if a person is doing spiritual practice, but there's no Kav Smol, left consciousness aspect involved in it, so it says that that's called one line, Kav Echad, meaning that a person is doing their spiritual practice, but they're not actively working in their spiritual practice to become aware that everything they're doing is ultimately coming from a place of wanting to serve oneself. And so there's no yearning to use that spiritual practice to reach a higher state of consciousness that's outside of only trying to serve ourselves. So this is bringing the importance of that, even though that Kav Smol, the left consciousness aspect, we said is to be within a limited framework of our time. We don't want to walk around all day long, oh, I'm doing everything for myself. That's not the idea. The idea is most of the day we want to be in the place of positivity and thankfulness and being thankful for the situation as it is and where we are. But taking that measured time to actually become interested and aware and focusing on the extent to which what we're doing, and here talking specifically our spiritual practice, how it's coming from a place of serving ourselves, is what's going to allow us to, through our spiritual practice, God willing, be able to raise it up to a higher place. Somewhere I remember was discussing about one way of defining spirituality versus materiality. And it brought it in the way that very simply saying spirituality is a state of giving and materiality is a state of receiving for oneself. Now, through that lens of definition, we could see that something that could seem very spiritual by that definition would be considered material. And something that seems very material by that definition would be considered spiritual. For example, somebody could be meditating for 3 days straight. That seems very spiritual. But if the person was doing it only in order to get the light So by this definition, that would be considered a material act. On the other hand, a person could be doing something that seems very material, like eating food. But if the reason the person is eating it is to either give pleasure to the person that made them the food, or for them to be healthy and have energy to do something good. So that what would seemingly be a material act, by this definition, would be considered spiritual. So the idea bringing here at the end of this, what we read in the principle, is that in our spiritual practice itself, for it to actually be a spiritual practice and not just be a kind of spiritual materialism of just trying to get from it, that it's very important that all of our spiritual work is consciously and in an intentional way working to help us become aware to a greater extent of the extent to which what we're doing, even our spiritual practice, is in a self-serving direction, and working to yearn towards being able to be brought to a higher place of truly giving, loving beyond ourselves, and state of unconditional love. So there's so much in Kabbalah talking about this concept of right, left, and center consciousness, Kav Yamin, Kav Smol, and Kav Emsa, working with bringing, harmonizing all the opposites and integrating them in the positive way. And so here I just started to bring out the idea a little bit. But this concept of working with them both, mostly trying to be in right consciousness and realizing also the importance of focused time of left consciousness, working with them together, is a very central concept in the method of Kabbalah. So we'll end for now, and God willing, continue next time.